Anyone else?
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah. In the beginning you mentioned about Sankirtan having a broader meaning than just book distribution. And also that, you know, we are engaged in different services. So to what degree do they you know, which is more important? You know, sort of, you know, aspects of cultivation which might not be there if you don't do that service, or you don't do it but you go out on book distribution. Does my question make sense?
No.
like for instance, a few months ago, I took some time off Sankirtan to help set up the website. So if I hadn't done that, then that wouldn't have been there. But okay. I could have done more Sankirtan.
It's a question of whether you were told to do the website or not. So Sankirtan is just that. It's giving Krishna consciousness to others, but it's a systematic giving Krishna consciousness to others, and therefore it's done under authority for it to actually be effective. It's like an army. So if someone told you to do that, then yes. But if someone thinks I'm going to, well, no, I'm not here on book distribution, but fine, I'm just as good, so I'm not going to sell books, I'm just going to, you know, play the cartels and walk up and down the high street all day long. Unless someone told you to do that. The activity in itself is fine, but the fact that you're doing it is not. And therefore the whole idea of cooperation is what Srila Prabhupada emphasized, is that, you know, to get real results, you have to cooperate. Because if we're not, material energy, if you noticed, is very well organized, and every one part of it is cooperating with every other in order to keep us bound here in this material world. And, you know, Kali and lust and sin and greed and anger, they're really in sync with each other. They know what's going on. So they don't, they have a very clear plan and strategy. So if we're going to overcome these things, or to speak of, if we're going to counterbalance them, then we also have to be very much in that cooperative, organized, synchronized mood to make things work. And that's all. And then taking care of deities, making flower vases, cooking, washing pots, keeping books, accounting, everything is ultimately part of that sankirtan. Some is directly out there in the field and some is not. But, you know, when you have an army out fighting, there's usually 3-4 times as many people in the background supporting them, without which, you know, what's an army going to do without weapons, without bullets, without clothes, without food, without tanks, without oil? Someone's drilling oil somewhere, but without them there's no war. There's no army. So everything's part of the overall plan, and everyone has to, and once one has the role, then you stick to that role, unless you sort of move, but you don't certainly, and that's the example that's there in an army. Anyone in the army who thinks that they're going to do something on their own, they're lucky if they get court-martialed, but they may just end up getting shot right on the spot, especially if it's in the middle of a battle. because you can't be doing things like that. You end up jeopardizing others and jeopardizing the whole campaign. So yeah, that cooperative spirit. And it seems that that's what Srila Prabhupada emphasized so much, because he saw by the example of his godbrothers that even though someone may be Krishna conscious, and even though they may want to preach, but unless you're doing it together, cooperatively, in the way, for instance, that Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur gave, no result, or hardly any result. Not very tangible. So the opposition's extremely well organized, and has been in the field forever, and they never get tired. Never tire out. So when you're facing that type of opposition, Krishna says, "Mama Maya Duratyaya," then you really have to know what you're doing. And it has to be very close-knit, and that's why sadhu sangha, nam kirtan, good sadhana, all these things are so very important. Otherwise you can just see, you know, you just pick them off one by one. It's like when lions go to hunt, they just see who's the slowest, which is the lamest of whatever the animals are. And they just pull them off on the side. So you have to make sure you're not lame or slow. Otherwise, just material energy is very... it's not possible for us to fight Maya Devi. It's not our philosophy. The only thing we can do is take shelter of Krishna. And if we take shelter of Krishna, then Krishna protects us. As soon as you step out, then it's just us and material energy. It's not a real, not a real level field, playing field. Someone else?
Sure. How do we develop like a genuine compassion for people that be on the street? Like you might we get that proper state of...
As you become free from material attachment, then you become convinced that people are suffering rather than enjoying the fun that you wish you had. and that will come. Certainly, it comes when we regularly hear. And then it really comes as the heart becomes purified. And then we feel sorry for someone because we see that they're suffering. When we think that they're enjoying, it's hard to be compassionate for them. We think they're actually doing something that, you know, we're hankering after. But when we realize that people are actually all committing spiritual suicide by their activities, and their so-called enjoyment, it's just a waste of human form of life and another form of suffering, then compassion comes. And that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jivadoya Krishnanam. So that compassion for living entities will come by the grace of the holy name, the heart becoming purified.
Being on Sankirtan for 2 days after we finished the marathon, I realized that it's very, very difficult, for now it seems impossible to me, to maintain the same level of internal intensity and focus as was there in the marathon. Could you please explain why that is and also give advice on how to counteract it, improve that situation.
There is a special potency when people are going all out, devotees are going all out, but even people in some kind of combined effort, that's not necessarily there all the time, and that doesn't mean that you're not Krishna conscious, because you're also making an extraordinary effort. And to maintain that extraordinary effort physically and even Krishna consciousness, generally during marathon, devotees don't end up reading very much and they're on a pretty minimalist sadhana program. And that's all right for a month, but it's not all right for your Krishna conscious life. You can't maintain your Krishna consciousness with that. So there's going to be there's a certain specialty to that, and which you're not going to be able to replicate at other times, due to the effort, due to the intensity, the time, and just this team focus. And again, it's something like a battle. You know, soldiers are different when they're in a war than when, you know, they're not, or when they're just on guard duty. It's a different type of focus. And even then, there may be very extraordinary times of performance. But the principle is always is sarvadharmantaritya, is that we should always aspire to be fully surrendered, or better than that, be fully surrendered. And then how? And then there'll be variety within that. So a marathon is a variety within book distribution. It isn't necessarily that you're always able to perform in the same way, but sort of the inner mood, the essence of that, which is that you're really giving yourself over to that service. And you know, you're doing that, you go out and you're making this extraordinary effort to focus your mind, and everything else helps, and it's sort of easier. You're thinking, okay, I've got till, you know, December 24th, and then, you know, and it's a target. So in that sense, it's easier to fix the mind and focus the mind and put other things aside. That's the internal part, and that internal part we need to keep. So it's not December 24th, but it's until the time that you die. You keep that type of intensity within. It may not be the same outside, because for the reasons I explained, but internally we want that same type of intensity, which means, all right, we're putting mind to the side. And that means whether you're yukta-hara viharascha, yukta-chetasam, so it may be whether you're still resting, you're still eating, you may still be joking, you may still be visiting the dam or going somewhere else, or you may be back out on book distribution. But the essence of marathon is that we're putting all other things aside for Krishna service. And that's what we want to keep. Externally, it won't be the same, but internally. And we want to imbibe that, and marathon helps us to develop that type of intensity in Krishna consciousness, that whatever we got to do, you know, we have nothing to do with material energy. And whatever service we're doing, we're absorbing ourselves fully in that service. Whether it's a morning program, whether we're going on parikrama, whether we're doing something else. But we always do it with that same type of internal absorption. So that when you're an old man, you're lying on your deathbed, you're not doing anything. But the internal absorption remains very intense, although there's no intensity about, you know, being getting old and dying, doing anything. So ultimately, that's why it is. It's Krishna consciousness, about your consciousness, whatever you're doing.
Seems to be very much not so much towards Krishna book, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam.
But
it's not so much towards those
books. But what is it towards?
Things like Science of Self-Realization, Veda book, and smaller books, smaller, always getting smaller. And we've been trying to push for a few years now, keeping those books, that they're always in print. So the Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita they are, but Krishna book doesn't seem to be very high on devotees in the UK's kind of radar to distribute.
Something that you need to discuss, and we need to our priority. I mean, Prabhupada always stressed that. The priority was always big books, or what we call Namaha books. Large books. The priority, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. And then, sure, other books are okay. But that's what our movement is for. It's meant to give people Bhagavatam. And but one phenomena is that books matter getting smaller. Say for instance, Bhagavad Gita getting smaller and smaller until they become illegible.
Yeah.
Is that you need to be able to get more for books. So, I mean, practically speaking, since the time I came to the UK, which was a long time ago, that's like 35 years ago, the prices of the books are the same. That's not what's going on outside in, what's the book retailer, Smith's, or, books, yeah, I mean, a book the size of our regular Bhagavad Gita will sell for 25, 30 pounds. Mm. 40 pounds. So for us selling it at 5 pounds and having a psychological hurdle with that is, it's practical. That's one aspect of going back to what sanctan devotees need to, book distributors really need to be in tune, and they need to be convinced. They need to be convinced that yes, books can be sold because people are geared. They know what books cost. Mm-hmm. So even if you download the Bhagavad Gita on the e-book, how much does it cost? A 700-page book. E-book.
We got them all for free. But I haven't looked to see how much they cost.
It costs. It costs like 20-30% cheaper than paper books, but still you're paying.
I know Veda was £7 for an e-book off Amazon. For Veda, was £7.
Veda is Prabhupada?
It's like the SSR. It's
a compilation.
Compilation.
Essays. Disciples.
Jai Advaita Maharaj gave a hierarchy, I think, of different books and the ones that are most top of the list are the ones that Prabhupada wrote to be distributed as books. Gita, Bhagavatam, Krishna book, Nectar of Devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Those were the, and then Prabhupada's essays, lectures, etc., SSR, Veda. What was the other version of SSR?
Self-discovery.
Journey of Self-Discovery.
Yeah, Journey of Self-Discovery. They're sort of in a different category. I mean, they're okay. Teachings of Lord Kapila, teachings of Queen Kunti. And I was listening. It's on these 77 tapes of Prabhupada's receiving teachings of Lord Kapila and so on. But still, it's, you know, one thing that here's Prabhupada specifically translating and giving Shastra, and then it's our conviction that scripture is as relevant now as it was 30 years ago. After all, it's 5,000 years old, so if it's relevant 5,000 years ago, then it's relevant 30 years, and it will be in the future. It's always relevant. The real issue is how we present it, like we were talking yesterday, whether we're in tune with where people are at, and we know how to market Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita in a way that's attractive to them. So really need to get new books that people are going to be attracted to. We're the ones who need to learn how to market those books in a way that people will naturally want to read them. And that's our business. That's what it means to be a good salesman. So it's the same. It's the same shoe, same car, but you know, just keep marketing it in different ways. Same iPhone, same telephone is when Bell invented the Edison invented the telephone. Same thing. You just keep marketing it in different ways and packaging it in different ways. Anyone talk to the devotees?
Yeah, I was going to say our time is limited.
So yeah, this is very good, and your idea of really concentrating and cultivating and bringing in new devotees.
Yeah, that's going to be the focus for this. That's what we're focusing on. Term when they get in, you know, can't we get in the names and we contact, you know, following, you know. Part of the whole complete Sankirtan, what he was saying, that's probably what we want to get.
Yeah. As Preetu Prabhu gave this course, I don't know if he still does it, but it was called Preach or Perish. And basically it was about how do you make new devotees or pack up. So because our business is to give more and more people Krishna consciousness, and whereas not everyone's going to move in the temple, but some people are, especially the people you ask.
Yeah, you can ask them, yeah.
And this is the training that everyone should get anyway. You know, that's what I tell the father was saying, and all the man, whatever they're going to do, at least they should move in for 2 years and get this training, learn how to get up early in the morning, learn how to be a servant, go out there and get that experience of what it means to, what the mission of Krishna consciousness and the spirit of Sankirtan. Then you'll appreciate Krishna consciousness. If you don't do it, you never get that experience. You'll never be able to do it later. Can't do it at 50, but you're supposed to do it at 15 or 20. Okay, so we'll talk to the others, and then if there's any guests, I guess you just keep them up there for the time being.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll be curious. I'll be back next year, and let's see.
10% minimum, yeah.
10%.
So Gopal will be running all year now. he was speaking about 10% this year. But he made it. He got it there. Yeah.
Got it there. Congratulations. It was well done. And, you know, that was Prabhupada. Double, triple it. Prabhupada would sink 10% every year. So double it. You have to double it. And then you say, and then you'd be doubly blessed. So Prabhupada connected the result with getting the blessings. Because obviously the results are only going to come when you're also trying 10% harder or 20 or 100% harder. And not just, of course, in time and so on, but also just that concentration. So I'm sure it'll come. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you.